Hey, it's Carly and Seamus right around the far north on Hit. And last night on the block, Courtyard Week begun.
Yeah, there's so much going on the block. I feel like this has been one of the most dramatic seasons ever. And it's been awesome watching our Cairns couple, Tess and Luke, represent the far north. They join us now. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Now, speaking of drama, this season has been absolutely full of it. I want to start with old drama and bring it back to light. Okay. Do you agree with Mark and Mitch's comments? Because at the time it created a whole heap of controversy that Jesse and Mel copied their house from a display unit.
I don't think they've copied their house. I would say that they've definitely drawn inspiration from the St. Moritz, but I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that it was taken too far, absolutely.
Yeah, I think if you know Mitch and Mark were concerned, and then when Scotty went and saw them and they said, no, we're not too worried about it. It's like, well, why go to the producers and make a big fuss about nothing then?
Yeah, it was a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they were just looking to throw someone under the bus and it backfired on them big time.
Do you think that might have been encouraged from a producer to encourage more drama?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just going to clear that up. Absolutely not. We were, you know, of course, at the time, you get quite suspicious of those things.
Yeah.
So that's why Jesse straight up was like, nah, they're my friends. They didn't do that. You have put this together. You're trying to cause the drama. But no, that was all on the boys. They went out and they did that. And we know that. We heard it. We saw it. And they just have to own it, honestly. Like, just go, yeah, that's what we did. Sorry, guys. Like, and they refused to do that.
Now, it is getting to the pointy end of the competition, and I can't wait for tonight because we saw a little teaser about you guys absolutely losing it, like you're tired, you've been working long days, you've got lack of sleep, and that's all clearly kicking in. But there's also another stress, and that is the money. There's rumours circulating that a lot of houses might not finish, and Scotty Cam's come out and said, we will sell unfinished houses. Is that a worry for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. That annoyed us, actually. I think, you know, in the very beginning, Scotty Cam says, there's not enough money in this. So if you don't win rooms, you're not going to finish. And then we had Shayna Blaze say to us, you're not meant to finish rooms to win, but you've got to win to try and finish. We're just going, you're contradicting yourself. Mm. Like, this is a joke. And then I think we just got quite angry because we're going, look, if you can't afford this block, why are we the ones that have to look like the idiots trying to do it? We kind of cracked it a fair bit because, you know, the chances are you're not going to win. You've only got a 1 in 5 chance.
Now, when the judges go through and kind of some of them, you know, rip your room apart saying it might be too dark or, you know, you're putting the couch to the glass windows and things like this, do you look at it and go, oh, actually, yeah, I agree with what you're saying there? Or do you try and, like, no, I still stand by my decision to design that dining room the way we did?
No, you definitely take the judges' feedback on board, you know. They definitely make some valid points. For people who've been doing it for 15 years now, they definitely have a hard time envisioning what the actual finished product will look like. You know, they kind of need the whole picture painted out for them. I don't know, they mustn't be too good at using their imagination to see how the house is going to go. They're just walking into one room and go, oh, no, this isn't going to really work. And it's like, well, hang on, just envision what the rest of the house may look like and how it's all going to flow. So.
But, I mean, with them saying that the place is too dark, I think we go ahead and everyone can see our courtyard is entirely black. So, no, we don't really take on that criticism. We go, yeah, well, you know, we disagree. But with the dining room and things like that, yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, we are totally behind you. We actually want to see you take out the block. It'll be interesting to see how the next couple of weeks play out, though, because as you guys mentioned before, it's almost like you've been given an impossible task here with the budget.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, you know, we look back and we go, we don't know how we got through any of that. But, you know, also, I think, you know, we've seen a fair bit of drama, which a lot of people don't like. They want to see more of the renovation, but unfortunately it happened. And there's a lot more to come. Like, it just gets more and more hectic. And poor Luke and I are in the firing line soon. And, yeah, it just gets unbelievable.
Ooh, well, we'll definitely be tuning in for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck in the firing line, guys. Wear some bulletproof vests and fight back.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Charlie and Seamus. See you guys.